KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Max McLean joins us. He's an award-winning actor and founder of the artistic artistic director of New York-based Fellowship for Performing Arts. Max is the star of FPA's most recent play and new DVD series, C.S. Lewis on Stage, Further and Farther Up, or excuse me, Further Up and Farther In. I was just telling you, Max, I just watched the trailer for The Most Reluctant Convert, which, by the way, IMDb is a regular stop for me. If you're not, for those listening, imdb.com, and it tells me it's on Prime and Tubi. So I know what I'm watching this weekend. Really look the, and just the trailer production of that, Max, I mean, I feel like I'm in front of Masterpiece Theater. It just looks fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. We actually produced The Most Reluctant Convert, which is Lewis's own story of his conversion from fierce, hard-bitten, hard-boiled atheist to, using his own words, the most reluctant convert in all England. And we tell that story living in our memories, where I play the older Lewis. Nicholas Ralph, of All Creatures Great and Small, plays the younger Lewis. And then we have Eddie Ray Martin playing the boy Lewis. And together we trace those moments that brought him to a place of conversion. And we do it in the language and tone that Lewis used to awaken so many to faith in Christ.
Yeah, and I will tell you, as someone who in years past on this radio station, we would regularly go to previews of movies and share with our audience and often with a lot of Christian content, we would come back and say, you know, we'll start with, everyone should go see this to support it with your dollar to tell Hollywood we want more content like this. But then often would have some critique, not real positive critique about acting or writing or production, and going to the place where Christians, we should be setting the standard. And I'm telling you, just from what I've seen from FPA at the Lensic in Santa Fe when I went to go see Screwtape Letters there, and from the trailer that I watched this morning, thank you, FPA, Max McLean, for your diligence to really set a high standard. It's from someone consuming the product. Thank you for your hard work in this.
Well, thank you very much. Our mission is to tell good stories, good stories from a Christian worldview meant to engage a diverse audience, a diverse meaning religiously and intellectually diverse audience. And we do it by what we think selecting the right material, which leads us a lot of time to the Lewis.
Yeah.
To selecting the right material that we think can reach a diverse audience, executing it to the highest levels that our budgets will allow. So we certainly have a high bar, and thank you for noticing that.
Well, let's talk about stage as opposed to film. I mean, there's just some things that can't be replicated on film, that is different from the experience in the theater. Can you kind of dive into that a little bit?
Well, sure. Obviously, theater is a much older medium than film. It's the basis for storytelling. But the imprint, when you go to the theater, the imprint that, obviously there's a lot of visual elements in the theater, but the main imprint that you remember is the voice. There's so much room for the actor and the playwright to deliver intricate ideas, complex ideas in a way that is is embedded within a story format. And so so you can really cover a lot of ground. Whereas in film, the imprint is mostly the image. So it's less word-based and much more image-based. And so whenever you're taking a piece from the page to the stage, in theater, you can use more of the words. In film, you have to translate more of the words into visual.
So as you mentioned, you know, FPA, the Fellowship of the Performing Arts, routinely goes to the C.S. Lewis material. Now, he died back in 1963. And for those who haven't ever made this connection, actually on the same day that we lost President Kennedy. But what keeps this material, Max, so relevant?
Yes. Well, I would, that's a little bit of a difficult question to answer, but I'll try. Lewis was a genius. He read everything from the Greeks to the moderns. He had a steel trap mind that could remember everything he read, and had this incredible ability to translate it into magnificent prose and speech that lives way beyond him. I mean, he's one of the great writers of all time. And he did it all under the headship of Christ. First, he was a hard-boiled atheist, so he really knew what it was like not to believe, and so he really understood how to interact with people who did not believe and kind of answer the questions they were asking. So I do think that that's one of the reasons he's still the most effective apologist for the Christian faith. So I would say those are the main reasons why he's still relevant.
Now, we've mentioned a couple of works, C.S. Lewis on Stage, Further Up, and Further In, and it's released to DVD. With that one, can you tell us, you touched on what it's about. Where can the listeners find this content?
Yeah, I think the best place is probably at our website, cslewisonstage.com. Our Most Reluctant Convert, cslewisonstage.com is very good. Our Most Reluctant Convert is there, but you know, you can on Prime Video, it's got thousands of reviews on Prime Video. It's very popular. In fact, when it first released on Prime back in 2022, it shot up as high as number 12. So it was one of the most successful indie films of the year for them. And we're very excited about, you know, it's obviously found its audience, Lewis lovers around the country. And Further Up, Further In is actually a continuation of the Most Reluctant Convert story. You know, obviously a lot of people convert to Christianity. They don't become C.S. Lewis. So what was unique about Lewis's ability to make Christ known the way he did and influence not just his generation, but the next and the next after that?
The other production being the Screwtape Letters, we mentioned it has been at the Lensic in years past in Santa Fe. And, you know, I have to admit, when I say that, you and I are talking about it, I somewhat assume most of the listeners know exactly what that is and what it's about. And when I catch up to someone who isn't, I don't want to say I almost gasp, but I do let them know this is content you really need to catch up with. For those not familiar with the Screwtape Letters, what can you tell them?
Yeah, well, it's a story about a senior demon in hell, Screwtape, who is charged with bringing an unsuspecting human on Earth who's called the Patient to damnation. So you and I think of a patient as someone in need of healing. In Screwtape's world, a patient is someone in need of corrupting, of damning. And so it's a predator-prey story in the sense of Screwtape is this master of the universe predator, and then this human is this unsuspecting human who is the prey. And so the story of the Screwtape Letters, with all its intricacy, is a very simple story of whether the predator will get its prey.
All right. With the limited amount of time left, I do want to go back to upcoming, hopefully, production of a feature film that is next on the radar for FPA. This is exciting, and that is The Screw Tape Letters. Can you tell us where that process is and how the KLYT listener can be supportive of this material?
Sure, sure. Well, we've been doing theatrical productions of The Screw Tape Letters for 20 years. We got the rights from C.S. Lewis Estate many, many years ago, and we played in New York. We had a 9-month run in New York. We had a sold out 6-week run in London, and we've had national tours, multiple national tours. In fact, it's on tour right now. We hopefully want to bring it to Albuquerque and Santa Fe soon. We've been to the Santa Fe multiple times with all our shows. So we certainly want your listeners to be aware of when the shows come to Albuquerque and Santa Fe. As for the film, we just got rights to the film, which is an extraordinary accomplishment because we're the only people in the world that can, of this incredible property, probably next to Narnia, C.S. Lewis's most recognized property, The Screw Tape Letters, and we have the right to make the film. And so we're in the process of developing the script, putting together the creative team, and we anticipate, and that just happened in the last couple of months. So that was big news for us. And now we're in the process of doing the heavy lifting of building the creative team. And we anticipate that the film will be made in 2027 and hopefully released in 28 or 29.
Okay, now I'm on the web at FPA Theater with the theater
being spelled. Yeah, I mean, if you know that, that's good. But an easier one for radio is cslewisonstage.com.
Okay.
Or
okay.
screwtapeonstage.com. Either one of those, we'll get there as well. screwtapeonstage.com.
Okay, so cslewisonstage.com. Is there yeah, there is. Okay. So our listeners
screwtapeonstage.com as well.
Okay. But as far as support, I'm assuming obviously prayer is a big part of this. Whenever
absolutely. Just I would say if you go to our website, sign up to be on our mailing list, that way you'll get notification of when we bring shows to Albuquerque, shows to Santa Fe, which we love doing. You'll get notification, and when the film is ready to be released, you'll be the first to know. So I would encourage you to sign up for our mailing list on the website.
Okay, FPA a non-commercial entity, correct? A nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Yeah, it's a nonprofit ministry. We're producing theater and film from a Christian worldview, meant to engage a diverse audience.
Okay, so as with any nonprofit, for the most part, support financially is a need. So we'd encourage our listeners to not only sign up for that newsletter, but pray about your part financially in supporting this work. And I'd encourage the listener, Max, as well, to go and find some of these works that have already been produced, because it will. I mean, the quality is there. Obviously, when you're working with C.S. Lewis, it's quality material, but the production and everything about what I've seen is worthy of support from the Christian community. We appreciate all you and the team are doing, and hope to connect with you again as new works come up. Anything else on the landscape you hope to see happen?
Well, we have another film in development that is about Lewis's middle years, where he really struggled, quite frankly, with difficulty at home with his brother and other people in his life. He's having challenges at work. That actually caused him to have a nervous breakdown. But in the process of that, it prompted him to start writing Narnia. So we're developing that story, very complicated story. But it also shows, Lewis had a very challenging life, personal life, that he handled with enormous grace and courage and fortitude. that I think would be very encouraging to the Christian family.
All right. Well, Max McLean's been our guest, award-winning actor and founder and artistic director of New York City-based Fellowship of Performing Arts. Max, thanks again so much for your time. Really looking forward to seeing some of the things on the way and catching up with, quite honestly, some of what I missed. Great stuff. Look forward to catching up again.
Thank you so very much. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless you. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.